So I'll just begin our practice on letting go with this poem. It's called Small Boy. It's written by Norman McCaig. He picked up a pebble and threw it into the sea. And another, he couldn't stop. He wasn't trying to fill the sea. He wasn't trying to empty the beach. He was just throwing away nothing else but, like a kitten playing. He was practicing for the future, when there'll be so many things he'll want to throw away. If only his fingers will unclench and let them go. So perhaps that day is long past due for you, and probably is for all of us, when there are so many things we'll want to throw away, if only our fingers will unclench and let them go. So sitting comfortably, adjusting your posture as you need be. Bringing a kindly attention to the body sitting and breathing. Softening, relaxing, if you will, letting go into this present moment through a sense of breath and body, right here. As we go into this letting go practice, making an effort to deliberately let go or let be with something, be sure to bring qualities of goodwill and kindliness to yourself and your experience. Be sure to, as best you can, to have attitudes of curiosity, some interest. So to begin this practice, then bring your awareness into the story, the situation, the feelings, the reactions, the body sensations of whatever it is you feel it's time to let go of. It's possible you may be picking up on the inviting in a difficulty practice we just did. Or perhaps there's some other issue that you feel it's time to let go of, or at least begin to step towards a letting go. At this point in the practice, let the story be the gateway into the practice. So what's the situation? Who is involved? Where was it? What happened? When was it? If the whole idea of letting go feels and seems extremely challenging to you, then try on working with something lightweight, a 2 or 3 out of 10 in severity, like some little pet peeve. Like traffic, or waiting in line, or where your neighbor puts the garbage can. Simple things. Some little irritation, perhaps, with a close friend or a spouse. Because truly, when we work with the little things, letting go of the little things, the bigger things start to come of their own accord. Once you've identified the situation, the story, give it a bit of space to be here. Hold it with a heart of compassion. Breathe. Breathe with it. And ask yourself, is it wise to let this go? Check out if you could imagine some benefit, some ease that would come from letting this go. And then trying on saying to yourself, let go, let go. Saying this gently over and over. Notice if there's any tension in the body, in the heart. Possibly placing a hand or two over that area, if that's helpful, or a hand over the heart, as a way to soften. Inviting in a softening without it having to be soft. Letting go, letting go. Playing with this phrase or phrase that works better for you, like letting be. Without aversion, this is a releasing, not a pushing away. Noticing if you feel any space opening up, any softening in the body, and deepening into that, letting go, letting go. Trying on imagining a future in which the situation has been truly released. It's gone. You've let it go. Sense whatever freedom, ease, innocence might be in your life. And saying, letting go, letting go, letting go. And then sitting quietly, letting go of the letting go phrase, noticing breath and body, and if any tightness and contraction shows up, trying on softening towards it. I've let you go. There, there, I've let you go. I've let you be. And then just resting in breath and body. When we practice letting go on something, the feelings, the images can arise again and again and again over the course of our lives. And yet, with repeated practice, these feelings and images can gradually fade as we begin to trust the space of letting go, that we're safe when we're letting go. The poet Kabir reminds us, if you don't break your ropes while you're alive, do you think ghosts will do it after? So this is a kind of breaking our ropes. Well, maybe it's also a breaking of hopes. There's a ropiness sometimes to hopes. And here's another poem, full poem by Kabir. Friend, please tell me what I can do about this world I hold to and keep spinning out. I gave up sewing clothes and wore a robe, but I noticed one day the cloth was well woven. So I bought some burlap, but I still throw it elegantly over my left shoulder. I pulled back my sexual longings, and now I discover that I'm angry a lot. I gave up rage, and now I notice that I am greedy all day. I worked hard at dissolving the greed, and now I am proud of myself. When the mind wants to break its link with the world, it still holds on to one thing. Kabir says, listen, my friend, there are very few that find the path. I think with that ending, he's meaning that this does take some gentle effort.